The makar that an oral is not allowed to do the avoida is a pasuk in Yecheskel. The truth is, this is the second time, if you're keeping score, in this sugya, where we had a pasuk in Yecheskel that was megala something to us in this brisa. So again, the brisa is a long brisa with a whole smorgasbord of ideas. There were two halachas that were learned out from Sukkim in Yecheskel. This last halacha, the fact that an oral is not allowed to do the avodah, kol ben nechar, erol leva, erol basal, yavei amikdashi. The other one is the fact that pruyei roish is a chi of misa b'day shamai. Meaning, it says in the Torah that someone's not allowed to do the avodah pruyei roish. But the Gemara said, how do you know there's a chi of misa b'day shamai? And the Gemara said, it's only from a hekish, two psukim in Yecheskel. It says, v'roisham lo yigalechu, ufera lo yishalechu, kosam yichsam u'as rosheim. And then it says, v'yayin lo yishtu kol koyim b'voyim alachotzer apnimis. Again, two psukim in Yecheskel memdalit. And from the juxtaposition, the smichos, between shtuye yayin and pruyei roish, we say that just like shtuye yayin is a chi of misa b'day shamai, so too when it comes to pruyei roish, there's going to be a chi of misa b'day shamai. I think it's kedai to chazer Gemara that we saw earlier in Masechtas Sanhedrin, Daf Chav Beis on the Beis. It's also Gemara in Tainus Daf Yud Zayin, where the Gemara says like this. The Gemara was discussing the fact that Pruei Roish that does the Avoida is Chai Misa B'dei Shemaim. And we said, what's the Mekar? Meaning it's Artoi Sefta, but what's the Mekar? It's the smichos in the psukim of Yecheskel. So the Gemara said, Amalei Ravina L'Rav Ashi. Ravina told Rav Ashi, Hai Adoloi Osi Yecheskel Mayan Amra. Says, the Mekar is Yecheskel? So tell me, before Yecheskel came around, how did anyone know this halach? How did anyone know before Yecheskel that the fact is that if someone does the avoida priyei roish, he's going to be chai misa b'dei shemai? So again, who asked this kasha? Ravina to Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi responded to Ravina and said, "Ulu tamech according to Hadam Rav Chizda, Dover zemi toyres moish Ravina loy lamadnu, ach shabo Yecheskel v'li madnu, kol ben nechar ero leva ero basar loyavoy amikdashi." Adolai, os po Yecheskel man amro. Who taught us that before Yecheskel came along? Ela Gemara Gemirila. You have to say that halacha. What's that halacha? That's the second halacha in our sugi that we're learning from Yecheskel. It was something we had by tradition. For us, Yecheskel v'asmachakra. And all Yecheskel did was he came and he brought us nasmach different. Hacha nami Gemara Gemirila. Us Yecheskel v'asmachakra. Meaning both of these halachas that we just learned out from Sefer Yecheskel are things that we had in tradition. These were things that we knew already. Halacha. Why then did Yecheskel bring this inyan? All Yecheskel's doing is he's bringing us the asmachta. So again, the fact that Pruyei Roish is Misa B'dei Shamayim is really a halacha l'moish misinai. The fact that an oral is not allowed to do the avoida is really a halacha l'moish misinai. Pruyei Roish, the Gemara brought a hektish two pesukim in Yecheskel. The fact that an oral is not allowed to do the avoida, the Gemara brought a mefurish pasuk in Yecheskel. These are all asmachtas. These are all asa Yecheskel's the asmacha akra. But as it relates to the ikar halacha is really something that we know tradition. Truth is, if you look in the Rishonim say, what was the Gemara's kasha? Omali Ravina the Ravashi, Hai Adolai Osi Yecheskel Man Amra. What's the oimek of the kasha? The oimek of the kasha is because the Gemara says, it's a Gemara on the very, very bottom of Megillah Daf Beis Amud Beis, and this is one of the Yesoidus in Shas, and that is, it says, Eila HaMitzvois, and we learn from there, She'ein Novi Rashoi L'chadish Dover Meyata, right? Also known as Teiru Leib HaShamayimi. But the point is, a Novi is not allowed to be Mechadish something. So the Gemara knew, it can't be that this is Yecheskel's Chiddish, because Eila HaMitzvois, She'ein Novi Rashoi L'chadish Dover Meyata, Teiru Leib HaShamayimi. Must be, says the Gemara, that there's some other Makar, and the Gemara wants to know what the Makar is. And the Gemara says, you want to know what the Makar is really Allah Almighty Shemisinai. All Yecheskel is doing is he's bringing us machdis. Just one nice maramakim, and that is Remeir Simcha in our Sameach. And this is in Hilchas Bias Mikdash. It's Perek Aleph Halacha Ches. He says that Bishloima, the second limud in our sugya that was learned out from Yecheskel, the fact that an oral is not allowed to do the avoida. I understand why the Gemara held it's muchach that even though the makar is Yecheskel, but probably it was Halacha L'moichem Yisinai. And the reason is because Ein Navi Rashoi L'chadish, and that's a Hazara. A Navi can't be Mechadish and Azara that an oral is not allowed to do the Avodah. So I understand why the Gemara said, must be Gemara Gemir, Lava Asi Yecheskel, Vas Mechakra. But the fact that there's a Chi of Misa B'dei Shamayim by Priye Roish, that's something that a Navi is not allowed to be Mechadish? That the Gemara also said, right? What was the whole kasha? Amali Ravina Ravashi, hi ada asi yecheskel manamra. What was the kasha? Can't tell me it's yecheskel's chiddish because ain't navi rashay lechadish. Must be we knew it some other way. The Gemara Teretz says yeah, it's halacha l'moish mizinai. Of a fake Ramei Simcha, what's the big deal? A navi can't tell you there's a chiyah misim b'day shemayim if you do a certain zach. Ain't navi rashay lechadish is learned out from Eilam mitzvois. He can't be mechadish mitzvois. He can't be mechadish dinim. Here he's not being mechadish adin. All he's doing is he's telling you what the oinish is. And by the way, you would think that the Navi is qualified to tell you whether there's an Oynish Bidei Shamayim for a certain Avera, because he's tapped into what's going on in Shamayim. Right? L'shoyne Azov Shor Amei Simcha. Avu midi hanegeya le'inyin Shamayim otu enoi neman ha-Navi ve'enoi rashoi loymer shehu din Shamayim va'otu alzeh nemash en rashoi l'chadish dover k'shmak ha'ara for Amei Simcha. Why can't Yecheskel tell you that there's a chiyah misa b'dei Shamayim? So Amei Simcha says that you're right. To tell you that there's a chiyah misa b'dei Shamayim, there's no reason the Navi shouldn't be able to tell you. He said, Abu L'maisid, this is going to be a nafkimino la'alocha. And he can't be mechadish anything from where there will be betoitza nafkimina la'alocha. What's the nafkimina la'alocha if a priya rosh is chayim misa b'dei shamayim? So Rav Simcha says like this. We know, kam lebedei rabbi minei, right? If someone is zover chiyav misa's bezdin, and at the same time he's mazik somebody, for example, say he's potter from mamon. Why? Because kam lebedei rabbi minei. What about chayvei krisos? So that's Rav Nechunya ben Akana. Rav Nechunya ben Akana hoya oises yom ha-kipurim kishabes letashlumen, right? Just like this kam lebedei rabbi minei. When there's a chiyah misas bezdin, so too there's a kam lebedei rabbi minei by chorus. What about misa bidei shamayim? So Abaye's sheet and perikei lunairis is, he learns it from a gzeira shava, osoin, that according to Rav Nechunya ben Akana, that chorus would pater, chiyah misa bidei shamayim would pater as well. So said Rav Meir Simcha, what would be if a kohen entered the Beis HaMikdash, Priyei Rosh, and as he was entering the Beis HaMikdash, he was chorus shirayim bali chasai. He was mazik somebody. If there's a chi of misa b'dei shamayim by a priyei rosh, he'll be potter from mamon because he'll come lebedei rabbi minei. I'll leave it abaya. I'll leave it Rav Nechunya ben Akana. If there's no chi of misa b'dei shamayim, he's going to be chayev as a mazik because there's no come lebedei rabbi minei. So kumtois whether or not priyei rosh has a chi of misa b'dei shamayim has enough gemina l'alocha. It's included in Eilam mitzvah she'ein navi rashoi l'chadish, and it's for that reason it's going to be an issue.